following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Salutations, my fellow nomads, and welcome to Behind the X. Our journey will take you through the world of lacrosse, learning things from understanding how to play lacrosse to the sport's Native American roots. Let's dive straight in. Welcome to episode 1 of Behind the X. Today's episode, entitled Piloting the Crease, will cover topics such as equipment, positions, rules, and the basics of how to play the game of lacrosse. To start, the equipment that one player themselves will need is a stick, a helmet, a glove, or a pair of gloves, elbow pads, chest pads, and a goal. This goal will be 6 feet tall by 6 feet long. Two goals of which will be needed in order to play a full field game of lacrosse. Now, many of the equipment that has been previously listed you can get from many stores, including stores like Sports Basement or Nike or any other place that will sell most of your general athletic equipment. My personal recommendation is that if you're looking to play the game, you can start by going to ecdlacrosse.com or lacrossemonkey.com. ECD being the higher, much more expensive version for those who want premium lacrosse gear to start. Or you can get a starter package on Lacrosse Monkey, which will give you the most basic gear, all of which has been just listed, in order to play lacrosse, except for the goal. The goal itself you can find at most fields where there are lines in order to play lacrosse. Anyone who wants to play the game of lacrosse will need a minimum of 9 people, including but not limited to 1 face-off athlete, 2 midfielders, 3 attack men, 3 defensive men, and 1 goalie. Another optional position to be played is FOGO or LSM. FOGO is in reference to face-off, whereas a face-off athlete will win possession of the ball to their team and then run off the field. This position is called face-off get-off, hence the name. The other position, LSM, also known as long stick midfielder, is where a defensive man plays on the midfield line with the midfielders. This will mainly be at the start of games. You'll see them line up on the what's called wings, which is on the very far opposite sides of the midfield line during a face-off. These long stick midfielders will mostly be in during face-offs to start the game and when the opposition or opposing team has the ball after a face-off win or after a clear or a ride. Now, these LSMs will most likely sub off after a face-off and after their team has won possession in order to get their midfield line, their offensive midfield line specifically speaking, on so that their team can score. Now, the positions just mentioned are including but not limited to midfielders, both offensive midfielders and defensive midfielders, attackmen, goalies, defensive men, long stick midfielders, and face-off men. Each position is dependent on the way you'd like to play the game. Attackmen can only stay on the offensive side, meaning that they cannot cross that midfield line. Defensive men are also stuck on their side of the ball, meaning that they cannot pass that midfield line. The midfield line is what separates both sides of the field. Each field should be 100 yards long by 60 yards wide or thereabouts. Sometimes their field will be a little bit off because you'll be playing on grass against turf. My personal favorite being grass, as turf can be a lot harder on the body, both physically and mentally speaking. The position that I play, or at least have played, include face-off, midfielders, both offensive and defensive, and a little bit of attack. My personal history with lacrosse started in high school. I picked it up junior year. It was a sport that was not very popular at my school, but one that I found and fell in love with. I'm currently now enlisted and playing at a Division II lacrosse school in the NCAA. My current position is mainly midfielders on the defensive side, so I'll be playing defense when the opposition has the ball, or I'll also be playing the faceoff to start the game. Getting into rules, things like offsides or in the crease, when you play the game to start any game of lacrosse, you'll have a ref come in and have the faceoff athletes line up on that midfield line. The ref will place the ball down in front of their sticks, and once the ref blows the whistle, the game is live, meaning that whatever happens is mostly fair game. The faceoff athletes will try and win what's called a clamp or win possession of the ball. And when they win possession of the ball, they can either move it forward towards their offensive side and push for a man-up situation, or they can pull it back towards their goalie and have their goalie clear the ball to the offensive side, which gives them enough time to run off the field and sub on their offensive midfield line, or even an extra attackman. Also on the faceoff will be the LSM, or the long stick midfielder. This LSM will end up picking up the ball off faceoff if the faceoff athlete decides to get a clamp and plunge it backwards towards their incoming athlete at the LSM or offensive midfield position. Once possession is called, there will be a shot clock. In the NCAA, the shot clock starts out for first possession at 80 seconds, and once the ball has either been shot and possession is retained, or has been shot and rings off a pipe or anything where the ball doesn't go to the opposition, the team will then have 60 seconds, meaning that they lose in 20 seconds on the shot clock in order to score or make some kind of fancy play. Most of these athletes will be very good at what they do, have been playing for a long time, and know how to play the game. But for you, since I know that you are here because you have no idea what lacrosse is, we're going to explain the different rules that may be knick-knacky, but will come into play very heavily as a collegiate athlete or as a high school athlete. Offsides is one of the most important rules in the game. Offsides occurs when team in possession of the ball has one of their defensive men and or midfielders cross over the line, meaning that stuck behind is only two defensive men and three attackmen on the opposition team along with their goalie, or any combination of midfielders and defensive men that have stepped over. So on the offensive side of the ball, there will be seven players. This will be a call, meaning that the refs will blow their whistle and the ball will be dead. And then they'll move on to what's called a change of possession, meaning that the current offensive possession or the current offensive team will have to drop the ball. The defensive team will pick up the ball and move into their offensive set. In order to make sure that someone is not offsides, you have to make sure that your defensive men or your attack men or your midfielders are staying behind. You must have at least three people staying behind if you are on offense, behind that midfield line. The midfield line is going to be one of the most important things to know where it is at all times, to make sure that you're not going offsides or that you're getting too many men call. And if you are offsides on defense, the refs will blow the whistle, but the ball will not be dead, meaning that the offense gets a essentially free possession, meaning that they can take this possession, take the 60-second shot clock or 80-second shot clock, and they can play it down. They can take a shot if they feel like they have the right positioning, or they can kill time on the clock if they are up and score. If this does happen, then the offsides midfielder or defensive men can move over the midfield line and can play defense, but as soon as that whistle is blown dead, the refs will call the penalty and it'll be 30 seconds, and the midfielder or defensive man or attackman that did go offsides must then go sit in the box for what is essentially a 30-second penalty or penalty time. In order for someone to score in lacrosse, you must put the ball in the back of the opposing team's net. So off of face-off, your team wins possession. You'll move into your offensive set. You have all your midfielders on. They'll run. They'll set some picks for their teammates. They'll be running different plays according to whatever rule book their coach has. And once they score, meaning that that ball has crossed the line where the goal is, then it'll count as a goal. Play will stop. They will reset and they'll bring the ball back up to the midfield line and they'll have the faceoff athletes come out for another faceoff. And faceoffs will happen at the start of every quarter and after every goal, unless otherwise stated by a ref or official officiating said game. In order to play defense, you must either kill the clock, kill the 80-second shot clock or the 60-second shot clock, depending on what is currently happening in your game. Or you can push your opposition outside of the boundaries, outside of those 60, that 60-yard area that you have to work and play defense. This defensive set or area that you have is going to be mainly in tight, as your offense will, the offensive team will want to be pushing to get as close to that goal as possible to make sure that they have, the ball has to travel the least amount of distance to make it into that goal to score. So playing defense is very crucial. You'll be wanting to push your opposition out, as the wider they have, the more space they do have to work, but the harder it is for them to get towards that goal and to score that ball. In lacrosse, there is something called a crease, where the goal is, the goal itself, 6 feet by 6 feet, around that goal will be a white or black circle. The color doesn't really matter. What matters is that if you are on the offensive team, meaning your team has the ball and you are on the opposing side of the field, your opposition side of the field with their goal, you nor anyone who is on your offensive set cannot step foot in said crease, or the play will be called dead and you'll have to turn the ball over to the currently playing defensive side of the field. Stepping in the crease can be done by an attackman, can be done by a midfielder or an LSM or a faceoff athlete. It matters not who steps in the crease. It matters as long as you keep your feet, your body, or anything landing in the crease. If that does happen, the play will be called dead and it'll be a turnover. And we don't want that. So make sure that you're staying out of the crease at all times. However, you can land in the crease if, after you step off and your foot is not already in the crease, you take a step, you jump, and you're an attackman or a midfielder, and you score that ball, and you land on the other side of the crease without touching the crease, or you land in the crease, but the ball crosses that goal line before you land in the crease. Most times will be considered a goal. The opposing team might throw their challenge flag if they have one, or they might ask for an official review. Depends on if the opposing team's coach is being a stickler or not, or if they do have film that they can watch and see whether or not you landed in the goal before the ball crossed that goal line. There is something in college called the goal mouth. So inside of that crease, there will be another semicircle from the goal line to just before the crease. And that is an area that is also a no-go zone, but that also you cannot land in at all, as it'll be considered, quote-unquote, interfering with the goalie and their ability to make a save on the ball. So if you do end up jumping across the crease, or if you do end up in the air in that crease area, try not to land in that goal mouth. Otherwise, even if your goal is a good goal and it does cross that line before you land in the crease, if you do land in that goal mouth area, if you do make contact with the goalie, then you'll have to end up turning the ball over and the goal will not count, which we don't want. So make sure that you avoid the goal mouth and, if possible, the crease at all times. Tiptoeing around the crease and understanding where that crease is at all times and keeping it in the back of your mind, in your back of your conscience, will be very important as you continue to play this game. So make sure that we are aware of where the crease is at all times. Now you know how to play a basic game of lacrosse, including but not limited to some of the rules, how to play an offensive and defensive, and how to score a ball on your opposing team. Now that you know this, you can go out there and you can play yourself a game of pickup lacrosse with your friends. Now, stay safe and don't get lost out there, nomads, and we'll see you next time on Behind the X.